Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Are you ready for this segment, right? We're going to talk about a couple of stocks, whether we're going to keep them or get rid of them.
Yep.
Let's start with something that we've spoken about in the years past, a company that is in South America. Let's start with Mercado Libre, ticker MELI. They are up 9% over the past year. If you're not familiar with the company, this is pretty much the Amazon of South America.
Yeah.
So everybody should, I mean, if you're here, you obviously understand what Amazon is. They have the similar infrastructure. What's your thoughts on MELI?
Yeah, I like Mercado Libre. If I can get it lower than 1425, I would definitely do it there. I do want to see how they adjust to this new market, or like an actual market that we should be in right now. But overall, I like them. They topped out at like 1905 roughly. But they're definitely one of my favorite stocks still on my watch list. I don't just like them because they're in the Spanish country. Amazing performing company. You don't know, say when I see you, boy. But I like Mercado Libre a whole lot.
Dada, the fantasy, of course.
Yes.
Latin lovers out there.
Shout out to all my Latin speaking people. All right. So this is a company. I mean, you talked about United Airlines. And obviously I know your stance on companies that have motors as part of the foundation of the company. Yeah. So what's your thoughts on Carnival Cruise Line? They've been up 46% over the past year. But if we scale it out year to date, it's been moving in a downward trajectory. And pretty much since the pandemic, down 17% year to date. So what's your thoughts around this space?
Good trade, bad investment. So if I can catch it at maybe $12 or back to that low of $9 or some change, I may trade it back up to 13 or 14. But like holding it long term, I wouldn't. The high was 64 in 2020. And then they have a triple top in 1995, 2003, and then 2020. good trade. I don't see it going up. I'll be more than happy to say that I'm wrong if they get back up to the 50s, but I wouldn't buy this one for long term. Good trade, though. It's a decent trade.
Yeah, here's another one that we don't talk about much, and pretty much at all. The Hershey Company. So I'm sure everybody's pretty much familiar with the Hershey Company, the chocolate company, with obviously a bunch of chocolates, but also the parks as well. That's something that they've added to the revenue. They've had a tough year. So what's your thoughts on Hershey?
I actually like it.
Sugar HSY.
That's why, yeah. If I can get it, ideally, like, I want it at 132, but if I can get it around 170, 165, I would be happy. Good company, good management. I wouldn't say that they have a monopoly, but they do have a stranglehold in the business they're in. The cost of cocoa has went up a lot. That's going to affect the business. But I do like the company. They are a well-performing stock that most people are not talking about. So I do like it for the long term, but I have to get it at the right price. 132 is where I would load the boat on it if I had to buy it.
How about General Electric? We're talking about a company, if you look at their two-year, I mean, pretty impressive, trading at 153 currently. What's your thoughts around General Electric? We dating, we dumping?
I may take this on a date. I normally have historically hated GE, but they got the financial BBL going.
Easy. I don't want no references to BBLs right now, okay?
Oh, no. Shout out to the boy. they got the financial mommy makeover.
Thank you.
71, so they're doing pretty good. Over the last year, the price of the stock has increased $75. Amazing. Leadership is doing a lot better. I don't like that they have these boom and bust cycles, though. So, like, in 96, it was at 248. Then in 99, it was at 183. The top in 2009 was 120. So they're getting back to where they were at the recession level.
Mm-hmm.
Management changes has been good. Shout out to any of you that got into it, like, around 50 or 30, eight and some change. But, yeah, I would put it, if it came back down to 71 or 75, I would definitely – take it on a date and set up for a swing trade. Not marrying it, but I would swing trade it.
It definitely has a boom and bust cycle. If you look at, if somebody's just looking at it from a 2 year, you're thinking, oh, this chart looks great. Pull it back out to a 3 year, oh, this looks pretty decent. Looking at it at five, you start to see some of these booms and these busts, and you pull it out to about a 10 year span.
A 10 year, yeah, you really now see it.
It looks like a roller coaster at Six Flags.
Yeah.
Let's talk about UPS.
No, Shotty, what you got in your mind? Come on. Is that time of the show?
We got UPS. What we think? United Parcel Service.
Maybe if I was an employee of the company, yes. Not a bad stock. It had a great run. If I can catch it at 128 or 110, I would like it a lot. Earnings should be fine. Yeah, I would take it on a date, but I would need it at a specific price. So, like, 123, something like that. I'll take it anywhere other than that. No, I wouldn't touch it.
This is a speed date, right? We talked about how Amazon has come in and broke up some of this infrastructure from a UPS in effect.
Absolutely.
Now become the number one provider in that space. And so I don't know how you reverse engineer that. I don't know how you come back into that space and say, all right, well, here's our plan to now take them over just because of the infrastructure that they have already in place and the market cap that they have, the expenditures that they have, and the free cash flow that they have. It's going to be an uphill battle going forward for them.
And also, if we want to look internationally, Amazon launched Bazaar in India for their middle class growing market as well. So they're starting to get their stranglehold over in India as well. Yeah, UPS is on a tough road ahead fighting against Amazon.
Short term. Yeah. All right. Let's do the last one. Ticker TKR, the Timken Company. They are a global manufacturer of bearings and power transmission products. What's your thoughts around this company? They dump. What are we doing?
Just like when you go to, like, I don't know, Boston or something, you see something real cute that you thought you wouldn't see. This stock has performed pretty well. It's close to its all time high over the last 5 years. The price is appreciated by $37. I like it if I can get it at 72. Love it at 50. So if I can get it at any one of those prices, I would definitely date it there. That's like if you come across something in Roxbury, you like, whew, I didn't know they even had no baddies in Roxbury. Where you come from? So yeah, at the right price point, I would definitely take it on a date.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.